Pastor Bob Crump, thank you so much for joining us once again as we talk about the RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food stop in Elgin coming up this Saturday. You'll be at Gordonaire's Fresh Mart from 9 until 1 o'clock. Welcome back, Pastor Bob.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'd just like to start by maybe getting an update on how the past year has been for the food bank in Elgin. We're certainly hearing similar stories as we've spoken to food banks across the region.
Kind of an interesting year, to be honest with you. We've had some families drop off that were new over the last couple of years, but a bunch of new families. So it's been quite a, I guess some people have gotten their feet under them, and others are just needing a little extra help this year. So yeah, it's been really quite of an interesting year.
One of the things that we're hearing too is that you're seeing people from all different walks of life. There's really a diverse group that comes in.
It's again interesting. For a long time, it was a lot of seniors, and now it's a lot of families along with seniors. So it's quite interesting. We didn't have as many families with kids, so the number of people being fed has gone up. Where the yeah, so it's interesting because it was a lot of single seniors for quite a number of years with some families, and now it's a lot more families with kids.
And you have wonderful people there at the food bank. How many volunteers do you have on staff, or maybe lack of a better term?
Yeah. All right. Eight or ten. We got
Wow.
some very, very faithful that just want to be there every week, so you don't end up branching out to get extras. So yeah, so about eight or ten.
How long have you been involved?
Yeah. My wife became the coordinator 2007, 2008, somewhere in there. So how many years is that?
A lot.
13 years? It's a long time.
So
Seven,
certainly
seven,
more than
sixteen,
15
seven
years.
years. Oh yeah.
Which is incredible. So you must have seen quite a bit of change over the course of that, decade and a half or even more than that. How does now compare to some of the previous times that you've seen at the food bank? Is it harder now for people to get by than it was in years past?
That's a good question. We've certainly got more families now than we used to, a lot more people being fed than we used to. As I said earlier, it's more families, which is I don't know what's happened with the seniors, if they either moved out of the area or if we're getting more help with the seniors, but it's a lot more families than, again, like 10, 12 years ago. It was just a lot of seniors. And I think COVID just kind of turned everything upside down, right?
Yeah, for sure. As we look ahead to Saturday, what are some of the things that you're hoping that you'll receive as donations? I know every donation is fantastic and is welcome, but if you had sort of a wish list, what would you be looking for?
I asked my wife, the coordinator, before this call. Soup, school snacks. Again, because we've got so many kids right now. We have a package that we make up for the kids for school snacks that it's school friendly, so it doesn't have any nuts in it or anything like that. So we give a lot of that out. So school snacks, again, and peanut butter, which they can't take to the school, but they eat at home, and canned meats, any kind of, pretty much any kind of, well, not sardines, but any kind of meat that comes in a can. And that's a real big thing that goes off our shelves too.
Now, of course, cash is an absolutely wonderful gift for you as well. Tell us some of the things that you can do with those cash donations.
The cash is good because it doesn't have an expiry date, right? And it can't get dented. And yeah, see, we buy a lot of milk, and Gordonier's here in Elgin. They're such a huge blessing to us, and we just go right in. We go right into the refrigerator and grab the milk, and then take it up to the till. So they just kind of, we call and let them know how many bags we need, and we just go in there and kind of help ourselves to behind the scenes. So there's such an amazing family. I don't know if you know the Gordon, your family, very well, but amazing family. lived next door to the matriarch and patriarch of that family, and so yeah, we buy a lot of milk and the stuff that doesn't get donated between the shopping trips. So
Fantastic. Well, we wish you nothing but the best of luck this coming Saturday. I know that you'll be speaking with Brian Perkin with an update. I know in years past we've had blowing blizzards, snow, and all that coming. It looks like it's going to be a little bit better than that this weekend. But again, best of luck to you and all the volunteers who are putting this together. And thank you for the work that you do for the community, Pastor Bob.
yes, no, it's amazing. It's an amazing community, and we're just so blessed to be here. My wife and I are not originally from here, and we've been just welcomed into this community so much. And it's a great community. As you say about the weather, we had minus 30 one year a few years back, and I'll tell you that was a cold build a mountain. Yeah,
No
it's
kidding.
but no, I think it is. I think it's calling for a nice Saturday this Saturday coming. So we had pouring rain before and blizzards, so that's going to be a good Saturday.
There we go. Nice weather, nice turnout. Again, Pastor Bob, thank you so much for this. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you for the radio station to be broadcasting this, and all the hours that you guys give to this food drive to all the different communities. It's a lot of advertising you guys do for us, and a lot of it's a real blessing that you guys are doing this for all of the food banks.
Well, we're happy to do it. We are for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
The RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food rolls into Elgin Saturday morning. You can make a difference. Make a donation at Gordonaire's Fresh Mart from 9 a.m. until 1 this Saturday morning. And a reminder, we'll also be in Westport at Cadrinko's from 1 until 4. I'm Bob Perreault. This is another Community Spotlight on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca.